Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gone to trouble. Jordan's river is chilly and cold. God's gone to trouble the water. It chills the body but not the soul. God's gone to trouble the water.
Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Bobby McFerrin and his recording Spirit, You All. We heard his adaptation of Wade in the Water. Spirit, You All is on Sony Masterworks Records. America has produced two distinct musical styles which have traveled the world, blues and jazz. Both are improvisational in nature and stem from the same source, the folk music of the African Americans who were brought here as slaves. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll listen to some jazz masters who have taken their inspiration from folk music. We'll open the program with tenor sax player Sonny Rollins and his classic St. Thomas. Though Sonny is credited as the composer, the tune is related to an old English folk song called the Lincolnshire Poacher. It evolved into a children's song in the Caribbean and was sung to Sonny by his mother and maintains its distinct Caribbean rhythm and sound. Here's St. Thomas from Sonny Rollins from his recording Saxophone Colossus on Prestige Records from 1956. Jazz with its roots in folk music on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
than the steaming green, more than the shining eyes. They tell me it's only a dream in real. Nothing could be as sweet as it seems on this very first day down. They remind me, girl, have you so soon forgotten? Often as not, it is rotten inside, and the mask seems to slip away. Strange taste of a tropical fruit, romantic language of the Portuguese, melody on a wooden flute, summer floating on a summer breeze.
Amen.
We're listening to jazz musicians that have used folk music as their inspiration. We just heard from the Kronos Quartet from their recording Pieces of Africa. And we heard a tune from the composer from Marrakesh, Morocco, Hassan Hakmoun. And we heard Sade, which means I'm happy. That's on None Such Records, Pieces of Africa from the Kronos Quartet. And before that, Cassandra Wilson has used a number of different folk-related compositions in her recording career. And we heard a tune from James Taylor, Only a Dream in Rio, from Cassandra's recording Belly of the Sun on Capitol Records, Cassandra Wilson. And we led off that set with Sonny Rollins from Saxophone Colossus and St. Thomas. That's on Prestige Records. Sonny was on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan was on piano, Doug Watkins was on the bass, and the great Max Roach was on the drums, recorded in 1956 in New York City. We're going to lead off this next set with a recording that sort of inspired this program, the Paul Winter Sextet. This is long before the Paul Winter Consort. He recorded an LP called Jazz Meets the Folk Song, and this is his take on the old tune John Henry. This is the Paul Winter Sextet on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Swimming in a deep blue sea, I would have all you good looking women just fishing at me, just fishing at me, just fishing at me. Well, I went to my baby's house, and I sat down on She said, you can come on in now, honey, you know. My husband just now left. My husband just now left. My husband just now left. Got a boy child coming, he gonna be a rolling stone, gonna be a rolling stone, gonna be a rolling stone. Oh, well, I feel, oh, yes, I feel like my Lord died. Gonna take the first thing spoken about. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going.
Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1603. And remember, we're also available on iTunes.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. Whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from Bobby McFerrin and his recording Spirit, You All, a recording dedicated to his father, Robert McFerrin, who was a wonderful opera singer. We just heard Whole World, featuring Esperanza Spalding on the bass and those vocals along with Bobby McFerrin. Spirit, You All is on Sony Masterworks Records. And before that, in this program of jazz musicians who have used folk music as their inspiration, we heard Wes Montgomery from his classic recording from 1968, Road Song, and Scarborough Fair and Canticle from Road Song. That's on A&M Records. And before that, from Mose Allison, Muddy Waters' classic tune, Rolling Stone. That's from the best of Mose Allison on Atlantic Jazz Records. And we let off that set with a Paul Winter sextet from back in 1964 and an album called Jazz Meets the Folk Song. We heard their take on John Henry. That was on Columbia Records. We'll lead off this next set with the late J.J. Johnson, the wonderful trombonist, recorded live at the Village Vanguard back in 1988, and C.C. Ryder. More jazz inspired by folk music on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. It's too much confusion, and I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plow and dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it's worth. No reason to get excited. The thief, he kindly spoke. But a joke. But you and I, we've been through all that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting we'll be right back.
1986, The Gad Gang and Bob Dylan's Watching the River Flow. That's Steve Gadd on the drums, Cornell Dupree on the guitar, Eddie Gomez on the bass, Richard T on all those keyboards, and Ronnie Cuber on the Barry sax. The Gad Gang and Watching the River Flow. That's on Columbia Records. We've been listening to jazz musicians who have taken inspiration from folk music. And before that, we heard from Michael Hedges from Live on the Double Planet and another one of Bob's tunes, All Along the Watchtower. That's on Windham Hill Records. And before that, Jan Gabarek and the Bobo Stenson Quartet and Jim Pepper's classic tune, Wichitaito. Jim Pepper adapted that tune from a peyote song from the Native American church that he learned from his grandfather. Wichitaito is on ECM Records. And we let off that set with J.J. Johnson, recorded live at the Village Vanguard in 1988, and C.C. Ryder from his recording Standards, and that's on Antilles Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program of jazz musicians who have used folk music as sort of a jumping-off point. Next week, we're going to listen to folk musicians who've used jazz as inspiration for their music. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1603.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, oh, oh.